Mix 101.7 KAYL. Boys basketball is right around the corner. Sioux Central playing at Newell Fonda. Now a chance to chat with Rebels boys coach Stephen Jaden. First, coach, let's rewind to your season opener up in Estherville on Tuesday. You came up 6 points short against ELC. How would you summarize that contest?
Well, you know, it was one of those where it's a tale of a couple different games, which is tends to be typical sometimes on the first night out. But we came out a little bit and struggled offensively. It wasn't that we got bad shots. I thought we got good looks, missed some around the basket, missed some open jumpers, and just could never really get in a rhythm offensively those first three quarters. I thought we settled a little bit and we for some jump shots when we could have gotten some better ball rotations. And I think we went into a little bit of a, hey, we haven't made some shots, we got to hurry up, and we got a little ahead of ourselves. But we settled down nicely there at the end. You know, we had a 23-point fourth quarter and really brought a lot of energy late and made it a close ball game and a competitive ball game. So I think we definitely have some things to work on, but we took some positives from that night as well.
Try and carry that late momentum into tonight. And I know in some ways you're a little bit concerned about your experience coming into this season, but I know you're excited about having more depth this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first few weeks, the big challenge has been trying to find the right groups that mesh well together, and, you know, trying to distribute the minutes to where we can get looks for guys, but we can also keep them in rhythm. And, you know, so that's been something that it's been a challenge for us, but a good challenge. You know, it's good to have a lot of buys that can run out there, and we're seeing some improvement from some guys. So we're very happy right now with our young guys and also some of our older guys as well.
Tell us about some of the main ones in the rotation this year.
Well, we've got three junior starters in Trace Blomberg, Caden Krager, and Chase Jessen, along with Mac Pryor, who's back as a senior. And we've also got some other seniors back as far as Matt Saunders, Frankie Perkins, Brady Rusk is out injured. I think I'm forgetting one. But but then with our sophomore class, Kyle Hash, I'm sorry, is the other senior. But with our sophomore class, we've got some guys that have really stepped in nicely. Jake Hansen in the starting role. And then we really bring some energy off the bench with Preston Sampson. Logan Grote and Hunter Decker have been good for us. So, we've got a nice mix of some older guys and some younger guys. And in early season, it's going to be just a case of finding those rotations that work well for us.
When is Brady Rust expected back?
Right now we're looking at hopefully getting him back for practice the week after Christmas.
Okay.
It was one of those with an injury that happens at the end of the football season. The positive you take from it is that you know going into the year that you're not going to have him, so we plan for it. And we've had some guys step in nicely. And, you know, you can never have too many ball handlers. So being able to develop some more guys to handle the point is going to help us down the road. But hopefully Brady is able to heal up and be back for us on the floor in January.
Yeah, hopefully by 2017 he'll be good to go then. So the matchup against Newell Fonda tonight, Stephen, what are your keys?
Well, I really have been impressed with the Coppa kid. For being a freshman, he really handles the team well. You can tell he's a coach's kid. He's real savvy. He's got good basketball acumen. The key for us tonight is trying to get the ball in his hands. You know, he's very good at creating shots for his teammates and getting others involved. We want to make other guys make decisions. We want to make other guys make plays. Davis is a good post presence inside. He's got really good feet. He's got good post moves. Limiting those two guys on their looks is going to be a big key for us tonight.
Stephen, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and all the best.
Yep, not a problem, Ryan. Appreciate the coverage.
Sioux Central boys basketball coach Stephen Jaden. Let's take time out, and we'll be tipping off the second half of our doubleheader in moments from Newell Fonda, Sioux Central, on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.